So anyhow, lassoing an asteroid. I mean, think about it for a second. Who thought of this? When you think about, you know, man, we will land a man on the moon by the end of the decade. You know, that JFK was famous for saying, we will lasso an asteroid by the end of the decade. It doesn't even make sense. You know, can they actually do it? I mean, NASA, somebody's high in Pasadena is what I'm thinking. You know, let's get together and let's just, you know, let's throw out a few ideas. Lasso an asteroid, and then they want to drag it towards the moon. And I don't know what they're going to do once they get it towards the moon. It makes no sense. So I thought for our hotline today, we haven't done one in a while, I think we need to brainstorm among the people who are actually paying NASA's way. And I'd like to get from you out there as close as we can to 100 other things NASA could do as far as a project. Obviously, they need a project. They need somewhere to go. What's that number to call for the hotline? 100 things, other things that NASA could do other than lassoing an asteroid.
1-800-942-5669.
Is there an easy way to remember that? That's very complicated.
1-800-WA-NO or WAC NOW.
Okay. We're making a list and checking it twice. I'm starting here in number one. 100 other things NASA can do other than lassoing an asteroid. Okay, I see it's a lot of public support for this idea, but it just struck me as a bad idea. We're waiting for those phones to ring right now. That number again?
1-800-942-5669.
100. We'd settle for one thing right now that NASA could do other than lassoing. Did you have one, sir?
Yeah, hire George Bailey. He lassoed the moon.
George Bailey lassoed the moon. Okay, that's not helpful. All right. Here's Bob. We got Bob on the line here now. Hey, Bob, what's one thing NASA can do other than lasso an asteroid?
I would appreciate it if NASA would reformulate the flavor of Tang.
Tang. Redo Tang. Good idea. Okay, it's about time, too, for the new Tang. Thanks for that. And the anchovy paste I never cared for. Oh, he's gone. All right. Terry's in Cleveland. Terry, one other thing that NASA could do besides lassoing an asteroid?
Well, how about deliver a pizza to an asteroid?
I'll put it down, but it's just because we really need stuff on this list. Thanks, though. Okay. Let's see there, then. That would be... who's this here? Is this Sheila or Mark? Sheila?
Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, in Ashland, Kentucky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Give me something here. NASA can do besides lassoing an asteroid. I don't think they can even do it.
I'm thinking that they could do something to help get that last ice cube out of the cup.
The last what?
The last ice cube out of the bottom of the cup. You know how hard it is? You shake it around and try to get it out.
The last ice cube?
Yes.
I can't really put that down. I don't know. In all honesty, but thank you though for thinking of me in my moment
You're
of
welcome.
Need. Yes. Bye. Roger's in Rochester, New York. Hey, Raj.
Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Doing well, thanks.
Have you thought about this, about this NASA thing? What they could do? Some bold new project to renew our faith?
Well, I have thought about it, and unfortunately, there's not much they can do with the budget that they've received this year. However.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, if they had a good project, I'd say we got to get a base back on the moon, or a base on the moon, for that matter.
Why not send the same guys who went up the first time? They're old now, and they're not doing much, and bring them back to the moon. The surviving moon men.
Kind of like a moon retirement home.
Yeah, and you could leave them there this time because what do they got here?
Right.
Okay, so
we'll
return men to moon.
Sure.
Okay, I like it. Thanks. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's helpful. Thank you. Paul's online from Kent, Ohio. Hey, Paul.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm good. Have you thought about this, Paul? I mean,
I'm a science teacher, and I teach space science, and I have thought about it. And I didn't know if there was a list you wanted us to guess from, but I think if we put some solar collectors up there to make it energy and beam it down to the Earth, we could kind of reduce pollution and... to have something practical for all the citizens. And this time, don't charge us for it after we pay for the development of it.
Okay. All right, solar collectors. Would these be orbiting solar collectors? I'm sorry, I didn't mean this. That was a popular response. Orbiting solar collectors or on the moon, or what are you thinking of?
No, or out in space, not on the moon. We already got enough pollution up there and litter.
So just orbiting solar collectors?
Yeah.
Pipe it down. Sounds good. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Michael. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. So we got something legitimate here. That's really cool. Peter's in Sherman, New York. Hey, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a science guy, Peter? Or are you...
No, not at all.
No. Did you take science? No. Must have taken science.
I did.
How'd you do? Pretty good?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's kind of a hard subject to wing it and make it up. So I'm better at fiction and making it up like you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, science is hard to make up. But have you thought about this? What could NASA do other than, I mean, what do you think about lassoing an asteroid? Let me ask you that.
Boy, that's a great image. You know, I don't know how they'd slow it down, and then what would they do with it? Then they put people up there and kind of pick at it and see what was in it, and what's their plan?
I have no idea.
First time I've heard of it.
Yeah, no, that's so what do you suggest they do?
Yeah, well, I know exactly what they should do. What I want to know is what happened to my jetpack I was promised.
Ah. Personal transportation jetpack.
Yeah. I mean, I read about it in the Weekly Reader around 1962. They said we were all getting jetpacks.
I still got that one. I saved that one. That was so good. My Weekly Reader. 62.
Yeah. I mean, and I put the strap and the big, you know, airfoil and, you know, the jet engine and everything. And I'll come on. What happened to them? So let's go back there. It's pretty simple.
Do you really want a jet engine between your legs, though, is the question.
No, on my back.
Oh, on your back, yeah, but it ends up, you know, it's got to hang down somewhere.
Oh, that flame, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
But you're right, you were promised that, and popular science promised it too, and the personal the personal helicopter.
Sure, yeah, that one.
But the jetpack is better.
That's problematic, but I think the jetpack is more individualized.
Thank you.
And good market.
Okay, thanks. Excellent, they should do that. Do something for us for a change.
Yeah.
For the commuter.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Thanks, man. All right. We got Mark Bloomfield, West Virginia. Hey, Mark.
Always. How you doing, my man?
Good.
Always been a big fan of the guy stranded on the desert island who spells out help with rocks. I figure we could do the same thing with asteroids to see if a more intelligent life form can come and help us.
Just, so,
if we can lasso one asteroid, we could lasso like 40 and spell help real good. And we'll be orbiting the sun.
Spell help with asteroids. All right, at least that's some reason for getting them together. Spell
Maybe
help.
Somebody smarter will come down and tell us something better to do with them.
Or like Easter Island, we can make them in like heads, like Easter Island. That'd be kind of cool.
I like that one too.
Yeah, but I think yours is a great idea.
Space Hinge.
Spell help with asteroids. Okay. Thanks.
Not a problem. Be well.
I appreciate it. Thank you, too. Mark, no, who's this now? This is Dan, isn't it? Hello? No. Okay, it wasn't. Is this Dan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Dan. In Ludington.
Hi.
The great
Ludington.
Yeah. You know, Ludington used to be the big vacation place for people in Milwaukee. They would somehow get over the lake or around it, and there was Ludington.
It still should be.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful area.
Yeah. They had the boat that went across right to Ludington.
Yep, the Badger.
Yeah, and it was like our Vegas. It was like going to Vegas if you're from Milwaukee. You go to Ludington. So cool. Dan.
Yeah, well, come on over.
Do you have an idea about what to do? Yeah.
NASA should host the Pokemon Regionals on NASA.
Pokemon Regionals.
Now, do you know what the Pokemon Regionals are, don't you? It's a medical conference for Jamaican proctologists.
Thanks very much. You've been very helpful. Okay. We should end with that, but I don't think it's... I'm going to stretch this out as long as possible. Caroline from Idaho Falls, how are you?
I'm good.
Have you thought about the space budget and NASA? I mean, it's limited, and there's so few things we can do now with the space budget. And we decided to lasso an asteroid. And what else could you think of?
Well, I think if we lasso it, we should mine the resources so that we can send use those materials to send people back to the moon rather than bring them up from Earth.
Okay, now, we're going to send them from the asteroid to the moon then?
No. We can mine the asteroid because it's near the moon. We build the materials we need on the moon, and then we send from the moon to Mars.
Then from the moon to Mars?
What's that?
No, okay, so let me get this straight now. We do capture an asteroid. We mine it for all the precious minerals or whatever is on there, iron and stuff. I don't know what's on an asteroid, really.
Right.
And then use that material, take it right to the moon, and build a little space center.
Right.
Like Pasadena on the moon.
Well, it would be cheaper to send it from the moon than it would be from the Earth.
But by the time you built this thing, it'd be probably pretty expensive. I would, cost overruns and such, and overhead. And...
Well, but that's a given. That's anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's worth thinking about. I'm going to put it down as a moon mine. No, asteroid mine, moon base, Mars mission. Right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's number 8 of 100. We'll do one more here. Thank you. Brown Deer, Deborah is with us now from Brown Deer, Wisconsin. Hey, Deborah.
Yes, I have some practical ideas, I believe.
Good. Oh, good.
Number one, telescopes for every elementary school.
Yeah.
Get her started young. And then I thought Pokemon-type card games, space-related, and planetariums, like my high school had in the UP. A wonderful planetarium, and we got to use it under the guise of education, and it was incredible.
So you would say NASA should put a planetarium in the UP?
No, I had.
Oh, it's already
high school,
it's already
the
there.
UP. In the provincial, you think of the UP as like not as progressive as the rest of the world, but actually we had an incredible like industrial sized planetarium in my high school, and I took astronomy, and we got to use the instruments. So I think they should have them in more of the planetariums around the world, in the United States.
And you see, NASA should build planets. Stick to Earth is what you're saying to NASA. Stick to Earth.
You could start with telescopes in every elementary school and get those young kids started looking at space.
There you go. And it makes more sense to you than lassoing an asteroid, no matter what you do with it once you got it.
We're going to kill ourselves with some bomb anyway. We're going to in a war. So I think, let's be happy while we're here.
Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome.
Thank you all. There you have it. Some great ideas for what to do with NASA's budget other than lassoing.